Hi.
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 Hi, Ross.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to start a show and you weren't supposed to greet me back.
Soz. What's the show called?
It's called Bad Vice.
Nice.
Did you hear my voice there? Yeah,
thank you.
I'm working on the radio voice to take a white man's job.
Are you really? One of my dreams is to get back on the radio.
Yeah.
And I tell you right then, you're listening to KFM with me, Simi F.
I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Simi F.
This is exactly how I scold my children at home. Simi Junior.
Simi Junior.
You've been a naughty boy. Just sit in the corner. Up next, Justin Bieber.
You're on the F train with Simi F.
You're listening to Bad Vice with Simi and Ross. What do you mean?
Nothing but the hits.
You're not going to believe what she said. Then you put your voice in there. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Radio. It seems like a lifetime ago. Dude at the gym called me a bitch because I was still using the room at 2:40 that I booked until 3 p.m. And he booked it for 3 p.m. He continued to go on about race and wealth status. Hope he does himself a favor and disappears. I'm assuming this is how she said it.
Yeah.
Because he with the wrong woman. Okay. I didn't know you could book a room at a gym.
I was about to say, she's from the rich gym. She's from the Virgin Active Collections. That's where she's from. She's from the collections. That's at the silo.
Is the logo the same?
No, it's smoother.
It's just premium.
It's very premium. This person is paying the top tier dollar for
which is like what?
Because I tell you right
now.
$3,000,
right?
Yeah. But, like if you're on Discovery,
$1,445. Hey!
But I can tell you right now. Her gym is closed. You're not going to find a boardroom there by Wembley Square, Virgin Active. Greenpoint, no boardroom over there, my man. Mill Park in Joburg, there's no boardroom there. They don't even have Wi-Fi there.
Every time you mention a place in Joburg, I'm like, that's not real. Mill Park
is real. That's the hospital Mandela went to.
Why do you have to bring Mandela into it?
What do you call Mandela, the nickname, what do we call him? You said it earlier on.
Madiba.
Madiba.
Yeah.
Like the Mardi Gras politicians.
No, but like that's Madiba. That's Madiba.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's Madiba. So if you like, you even knew a Mandela one day, so you'd be like, yo, that's Madiba. But that's your friend now.
Yeah.
He's my Madiba.
Madiba.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so what I would do in this situation.
Yeah, because you have experienced.
Yes, I'm from
a boardroom gym.
I go to the gym with the boardrooms.
Wow. Way to flaunt your wealth, somebody.
Kill the rich. Kill the rich. Anyway, if you are rich enough to go to the gym, you're also rich enough to hire bodyguards. Now you hire two bodyguards just to come to the gym with you.
Yeah. Black suits.
Yeah, black suits. Right? Big dudes.
Earpieces.
Yeah, earpieces. Anyway, what you do in that moment is that now you go to gym normally, but you hiring these guys until the guy that insulted you appears. Yeah. When he does appear, you look at your big bodyguards. You make sure that guy makes eye contact with you and sees what are these two big dudes watching over this person doing bench pressing. Then you look at him, you make eye contact with the guy, and then you point. Just like that. Like that.
Yeah. And then they obviously.
And then the bodyguards look, and then they look back at you.
Yeah.
And then they also point at that guy.
And then, by the way, that one.
That one. That is it. That is it. The guy's not coming to that gym again. He's at Wembley Square next week.
No
boardroom. You don't need the I promise you.
You'll find that guy at a Planet Fitness. They don't even exist anymore. He's gonna find one.
Oh my
But
man.
Him calling like calling out her wealth and status, that's obviously like pot calling kettle, right?
Yeah. Like, because when that happens to me, if someone starts shouting at me and they start talking about like how wealthy they are.
Yeah.
Or I would be like, yo, me too. Yo, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're supposed to be shouting at the poor. Like, if you could just take that energy.
Take it down a notch. Just please. Let me tell you something. I can tell you that this person's from Cape Town. Because in Joburg, you never catch a white person acting out of turn there.
Yeah, well, they're outnumbered there.
Yeah, I told you what happened at the Woolworths once.
No.
Ready for story time?
I was in the line at Woolworths, and then I went, and there was a trolley in the way of me and the cashier, so I gently pushed the trolley aside. Uh-oh. And the trolley gained a little bit more speed. I mean, we're talking about like 2 meters, right? The person behind me, very gently.
You're too strong for your own good.
I wasn't. And the guy, she was with her boyfriend.
Mm.
And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, bro." Then, you know, as soon as I hear that, me, I've got like reflexes. That, yeah. Hey, when I hear that.
Yeah. Anyway, what's up, China? Yeah.
So I was like, "My butt, what's up?" And then my guy's like, "Just sorry when you push the things, right? You hit my girlfriend." I said, "Hit at that pace, hit." Then I was like, "I don't think you understand how momentum and stuff works.
If anything, I can rest your girlfriend."
Anyway, he says, "Do you want to take this outside?" I said, "Outside." I said, "My man, go choose an aisle. I want to fuck you up by the fridge." White people, they've got something
stranger things
over here in Cape Town. It's a different thing. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's they have more caucasity.
Yeah, they got caucasity.
Yeah.
One of the funniest moments for me last year was when they're doing all the Palestine protests.
Yeah.
And they're there by Mandela sunglasses, and then they decided to.
I think that was where prescription though.
No, the sunglasses look at Robben Island.
Oh, I see. Mandela, okay.
Who had a one bedroom apartment for 27 years.
Yes.
Right? Anyway.
Lovely sea views.
Actually, only sea views. Only sea views. Because, you know, the apartheid of the government was so bad to human beings. They didn't know what Cape Town looked like. No. You only can see the sea. Yes. Anyway, so Mandela was there.
Mm.
And the protest was going on. Free Palestine. And then, anyway, the water guns. So they shot Mandela right by his grandfather's sunglasses, dog. I was thinking, that's the caucasity that they have over here. Right? That's the wildest concept to me. I was like, yo, are we going to shoot that guy?
Yeah.
Like, Mandela.
I don't think they know what he looks like.
Dog, Mandela is the closest resemblance to Mandela.
Really?
Yeah, by far. Out of all the Mandelas, Mandela looks the most like him.
And they still shot him.
Bro, but I could only imagine going, you know, that's Mandela's grandson. Yes, we know it's Mandela's grandson. And like, maybe if he's there.
Yeah.
There's a reason. Yeah. Ah, with that guy.
With that guy.
With that fool.
I feel guilty not chit-chatting with my Uber driver.
You know my views on Uber
drivers. I do. But your views are very aggressive.
Yeah, if they play I'm a Piano, we throwing first.
Yeah, but chit-chat is a different ball game.
Why you chit-chat with them?
No, I don't chit-chat with them per se. First of all, you can't select your preference.
That's for Uber Blacks and stuff.
No.
Not for Uber Go.
Uber Go?
Nope.
Okay, I've only taken Uber Go 2 times
we
in my
can
life.
Tell, yeah. My boy.
Okay. Okay,
because if there was a chat preference, I tell you exactly what I'm doing.
Listen, Virgin Active Premier.
I'm asking my Uber Go guy to, I don't want music.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk. I want to pray.
I know that. I know that about you. Whether or not you can't do it by Uber Go. I took a Uber yesterday, actually. And a guy named Siabonga picked me up.
Good name.
I always feel the vibe first. The moment I get into the Uber, "How's it going, my brother? How are you?" And I'm like, "I'm cool, man. How are you?" He's like, "Ha! Where are you off to? You're going out now." Because it was like, yeah, it was like I'm talking to
you. I love the enthusiasm, you know, of Uber driver like this. I like.
Yeah,
I like,
because it's a different vibe now. Yeah, He's changing the entire game. Yeah, yeah. Usually it's just like, "Oh, you're right."
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
And I'm like, "No." It was about 6 o'clock and it started raining. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going out now." He's like, "Ha, you're going out." And I'm like, "Yes." But then I thought about, you know, telling him the truth and saying, "Oh, I'm just meeting my friend at the restaurant."
Yeah.
But I told him, "No, I was going to get into bed, but you know, the streets is calling."
Oh.
And it's funny because it's a total lie. But I ran with it and he's like, "Ha, the streets, my friend." Yeah. So now he's opened this door. Mm. He's chit-chatting. His vibe is good. Mm. And I'm like, I have to start asking him questions, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yo, when did you start riding?" "Ah, 6 a.m. this morning." I'm like, "Oh, when do you finish?" He's like, "Oh, it's finished at 6. I'll make sure I'm at home by 8. I wash, I eat, hour TikTok, then I go to sleep." I know.
What a schedule. I know. An hour of TikTok.
First of all, no one can only do an hour of TikTok.
The guy's screen time must be amazing.
Yeah. And now usually, if you don't chat to a lot of Uber drivers and you don't know, when they drive for themselves, they kind of manage their own hours. They can they take all the money.
Yeah.
But when they drive for someone else, they have to drive longer. So I asked him, "Oh, you drive for yourself?" And he's like, "No, I drive for a c-"
Now you got a good one, bro.
Yeah, I got a great one. And then I said, how do you make the extra money if you're only driving those short hours? He's like, my man, you know how me and you are talking right now? That's how I make the extra money. I had this white woman. I took her in Stellenbosch. 30 rand trip. She gave me 140 rand tip. And I'm like, I want to tip you right now, actually.
How much did you give him?
I gave him a 40 rand. I mean, I'm not made of money.
How long was the Uber?
It was about 7 minutes.
And how much was it?
It was like 30 rand.
Wow. And you got hustled.
I don't know. You know, I did get hustled. I did. But Siyabonga deserves it.
Ah, that's fine, bro.
The work is not him driving.
Do you lie to the Ubers? I lie all the time.
What? Lie about what?
If we're talking about things, then they'll be like, how's your day going? Then I'm like,
yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, what happened? I just lost on 2.8 minutes. What happened? I was like, Forex. You gotta know when to dump.
Oh, there's so many.
I lie to Uber drivers all the time.
Yeah, what's wrong? Oh,
I just
killed a man.
This is the getaway vehicle.
I put a gun against his head. I pulled the trigger and now he's dead. See how long you can go with
it. No bad advice there.
I forgot about your question.
Lie, actually. That's the answer to the question. Lie. Lie. Make up the chit chat, but become the person that you aren't.
Yeah.
Do that.
That's the best option in most scenarios. Everywhere I go, he is there. Is it a sign?
Okay, sorry. The first thing that came in my head. Okay, I'm going to say this. I love the guy.
Okay.
I don't know the person that she's speaking about. But for me, when I read it, I was like, yeah, I love this guy. Call Westy. I love Call Westy. Carl Wesley is a great broadcaster.
Okay.
But Carl is everywhere. If I watch my television in the morning, he's on Espresso, right? If I turn on my radio during the day, Carl is on. Even on Saturdays, Carl is on. Once, I felt I had so much Carl Wesley, I booked a flight back home to Joburg. Bro, I get on the plane. Carl Wesley is there. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Isn't your show on? He's like, oh, I pre-recorded the last hour. I love him, but he's everywhere. Carl Wesley
is everywhere.
The hardest working man in radio is Carl Wesley.
I mean, for someone of that stature,
he's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He does the drive and the drive home and the drive the afternoon as well.
He's in your car all the time.
All the time.
Carl Wesley is there. But anyway, to answer her question.
Oh, yeah.
To answer her question.
Because I can also go on a call.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But to answer her question, you see him everywhere, right? You are stalking this man. And to be fair, I actually think this person has asked us a question before because we have given advice in the past.
Really?
Yes, we have, saying that you should stalk them.
Oh, shit.
This person is a stalker. That's what I feel. But let's say it's not. Let's say you are living your day and you see him everywhere. Now it's time. You must make your move. It is a sign. I don't know what zodiac sign. But it is. And not talk about zodiac murders.
No, it's a retro Mercury grade.
Yeah, whatever. Lucasade energy.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the Venus is in. I'm saying make a move and good luck to you.
I'm glad people are listening to us.
Right? I just know.
I love it.
We have definitely said,
oh, yeah.
Stalk
him.
Yeah. And she's doing very well. Mm. Plus, if you're making it natural, like, oh, Ross, what are you doing here?
I mean, they're so good at it. That they've convinced themselves
that it's a sign. Like,
it's a coinciding.
Murder. My man, if you are listening to this, change where you're hanging out.
No, you need to leave that virgin actor. Go somewhere else. I mean, always in movies, they fang you in the gym, they fang you at the coffee shop. Like, you if someone finds out your coffee shop,
no, they can find out my coffee shop. My coffee shop is Rosetta on Bree Street.
What?
Yeah, I'm not scared of telling people my coffee shop.
You know who you're going to see next?
Who?
Carl Wesley.
Carl! What are you doing here?
I'm recording right now, live from Rosetta.
You're listening to KFM with me, Simi F.